Recording is now on.
Call the meeting to order at 6:01. Recording is on. There are two kinds of attendees to this meeting. There are members, which are on the video. That includes the board and the town administrator and Navy Chief Monroe. And attendees, we right now have 14 attendees representing the public. They will, they're muted when they come in. They will be allowed to talk during public comment on the agenda items that we take up. One of the things that's specified in the statute is that members must be able to hear and be heard by all the other members, and the attendees must be able to hear all of the members. What we do to confirm that is to take a roll call and then introduce anybody that's not on the board. So this is a roll call. Mr. Corson?
Here.
Ms. Damon?
Here.
Mr. Dyer?
Here.
Mr. Hill?
Here.
Mr. Main is here. We will introduce two other members. That is Town Administrator Marjorie. Could you just acknowledge, Marjorie, that you're here?
I'm here.
Thank you. And Deputy Clerk Christina Font, can you acknowledge you're here?
I'm here.
Okay. So we can all hear each other and be heard. With that, I will ask for public comment, and you do that by raising your hand. This would be for items not currently on the agenda. Let me quickly specify the only two specific items on the agenda. One is to hear, to consider extending the emergency proclamation. And then the second one is to consider an upgrade to internet speed at the town office. So if there are items not on the agenda, I see one hand, Mr. John Rent. John, go ahead. John, I see you're unmuted, but we can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, would you like a brief report, CTC update?
Sure.
Okay, so today CTC put out a couple of notices. One of the notices talked to additional reductions in schedule. It included an update on how community members could use the barge to get to the mainland for COVID-19 testing. And I think those were the highlights. It also talked about no bus service from Route 1 and customers being able to move from Route 1 to the cousin's lot. CTC and the town being represented by Jay Corson, David Hill, Marjorie, and Ralph, had a meeting today, and we agreed on a joint finalized COVID-19 transportation procedure. So that has been an open item, and that is complete. So CTC has one major hurdle ahead of us, which is getting some type of insurance relief or insurance coverage that where we don't risk losing our insurance completely or losing our liability insurance. We have counsel that's been retained that has had a call with the state attorney general's office, and there were insurance, state insurance people involved in that call. We have provided copies of our insurance policy to the state. And we expect that the state is going to be asking our insurer for a written explanation of what they would do if we were to implement a COVID-19 rescue transportation procedure. Additionally, today, the state put out a memo, they put out a bulletin. I'm trying to get it in front of me. It was the superintendent of insurance. And that bulletin basically said that no admitted or surplus lines insurer may use COVID-19 as a reason to attempt to narrow or cancel the coverage of a policy already in effect. And then they stated the state statutes from which they drew that conclusion. We've notified our insurance agent, or we've provided that notice to our insurance agent and to our insurer, and we wait their response to see if that gives us insurance relief. So I guess I'd just like the community to know that CTC is 100% focused on getting our insurance issue behind us so that we can get back to 100% transport of all emergencies, and we have a plan on how to handle COVID emergency transport. That's
you're,
it.
You're muted, Herb.
Okay. Thank you, John. Any questions from the board for Mr. Wren? Okay. John, I just want to let you know that the town stands ready to stand shoulder to shoulder with CTC if you're going up against the state or the feds or anybody else up there above us. And we see this as a joint venture, and we are fully willing to participate in any way that we can aid you in this endeavor.
Thank you.
Okay. Donna?
Yes, I just wanted to thank John for that update. And I know they've been working really hard on this. And maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Anybody else? David?
Yeah. Having sat in on that meeting and heard a lot of good information and new information, I want to just basically endorse what Donna just said, and also call to the attention of everyone that this really is a joint effort between CTC and the town. We're not at loggerheads. We're not fighting among each other. I think our common enemy has been identified, and we're working towards getting things back to what is kind of normal for emergency situations.
Okay. Okay, we're still in public comment for items not on the agenda. If anybody would like to make one, you can raise your hand. Julia Main. Okay, Julia.
So I just put this question in the chat, so I guess you guys aren't using that.
No, we don't look at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw it.
In terms of the insurance issue with CTC, how long will it be until that is resolved? What's the timeline? Is it, you know, like 2 days or 2 weeks before CTC will be able to transport COVID rescue patients?
I don't know. CTC certainly hopes it'll be 2 days. We're 100% focused on it. We've retained attorneys. I know the state is 100% focused on our insurer, so, but I really don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
It's not really in our hands at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been, you know, it's been several weeks, and 2 weeks is, you know, right now is a lot can happen in 2 weeks.
Very true. Okay.
And I guess my follow-up question to that is, since you don't really know what the timeline is, how will the community be notified? Is it just going to be these, you know, weekly selectmen meetings, or, you know, is there any interim sort of notification that will happen?
No, I would say as soon as we have our insurance issue squared away, we would put out a joint announcement with the town to say that, you know, we have the ability to do COVID-19 rescue transport.
Okay, thank you.
Should be no delay doing that.
Okay, is that it, Joel? Yep, she's muted. Okay, yep. Any other, thank you. Any other attendees would like to speak about an item not on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll move forward. Where are we? Public comments. Okay, Chief Monroe was going to try to join us. I don't see him in the lists. Oh, no, there he is.
I got him.
Okay, bring him in.
There he is. And I believe Suhail has his hand up. He may have wanted to
Okay, let's I'll check with Suhail. Suhail Visharat.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we
yes.
can.
Yes.
What is the protocol between the CTC getting that insurance tidied up? What is the boat availability for patients to go?
I didn't hear the very end of the question. For patients to go on EMS or for testing?
My question is, what are the arrangements for any patient who has COVID-19? How will you transport them to Cousins? What are the boats available at Stone Pier?
Okay. Ralph, do you want to unmute and take that question?
Sure. It's been the same for 4 weeks now, I think. We have the ability to either call Long Island. If they're not available, we will use the Chebig Island boatyard boat at this time. That's what we have.
Does that answer your question, Suhail?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, seeing all the hands, our next agenda item is a COVID-19 report from Chief Monroe. Chief Monroe, did you hear John Rent's report to us?
I came in on the very end of it, so no, I'm sorry, I was a little late getting in.
I don't think there are probably any surprises to you. He basically reported on the meeting and the materials that were sent and the new policies. He's still with us if you have any particular questions for him. But why don't you give us a rundown of anything that's sort of changed in the last week, if there is anything, or things you've had a couple of projects going, like the ability to wash gear out in the fire station, and a few other things going on, I know. So do you want to give us a quick report on that?
There hasn't been a lot of change there. The leach field is in. We're waiting for two small concrete tanks that were built this week. They're supposed to be done tomorrow, maybe transported down here to the island tomorrow or Friday, but we have a lot of weather coming in, so that may be delayed. But other than that, I think it's ready to go. Kim Baim was wiring it up today, and the plumbing is all in, so that's about the extent of that. Everything else is ready to go.
Okay. Anything else going on?
No, we're just continually trying to get more supplies in case we start to see a volume of calls, which we haven't, fortunately. We have received very little from the state. We have had some suits donated by Jay Corson, and we have had some other protective equipment from various other people, but no, that's about where we're at, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Chief Monroe from the board? Okay. Hearing none, thank you, Ralph, for that report. We'll move on to reports from the town administrator. And it looks like you've got a treasurer's report done as well. Is that correct, Marjorie? You're muted.
I always hit the little square. Never mind.
still learning on this Zoom meeting thing.
Yep.
I did actually get the bank reconciliation done. I didn't do a full-blown report other than I put a paragraph in the town administrator's report. There's a few accounts that are a little bit over, but explainable, nothing horrible in the budget report. I guess I need to know if people want to, I put it on the packet on the website, but if you want copies of things, I can make them available or send them to you.
You're referring to hard copies?
The hard copies.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave that up to board members to request it or anybody else to request it.
But to kind of segue back to what you were just discussing about the CTC and the meeting today, I had been exploring the idea of getting an agreement together with Nathan Dowdy in case we had to use that boat. I guess I don't see any quick resolution to the CTC issue. I'm hopeful, like we all are, but I just wonder if I should still pursue this agreement to use Nathan's boat if we have to.
I'd say that'd be up to Chief Monroe, but you go ahead, Donna.
Yeah, I would say I would much rather go in Nathan's boat than the boatyard boat if I had to go on a stretcher. I think it'd be really hard to get a stretcher in the boatyard boat, and I think if we can make Nathan's work, that we should try to do that.
Chief Monroe.
I fully agree with Donna. I would much rather be transporting people on Nathan's boat. I've talked to Nathan. I think we can make the modifications. We've ordered a stretcher holder so that we can secure the stretcher on there adequately. And we can make this happen fairly quickly. And if the CDC problem doesn't get ironed out in the next 2 days, who knows if or when it will happen. I've got nothing that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy about it. So yeah, I think we need to move forward with it.
All right, I'm gonna do that. I also, it wasn't in my town administrator's report, but I heard from Jerry Douglas today from Allstate's, wanting to know our plans. Could we put that on a future agenda, or, you know, I don't think we need to get into a discussion about it tonight, but he's asking, you know, what our plans are going to be, and I just don't know.
I think we're going to have to take up the capital plan and the rest of the budget next week in order to stay on some kind of reasonable timeline, so I think we'll probably address it next week.
Okay. So I'm still here daily. Everything's running fairly smoothly. Transfer station's still operating. The Harbor Master boat is in, although I guess the punt that we have is really at the end of its life. It's not holding water. It's not staying afloat. Most of the floats are in now, thanks to Chuck and to Doug. They've been really working hard to try to make repairs to those floats. You already have an update from the fire department. At some point, we're going to have to talk about the town meeting. I don't know if you've all heard that the governor has pushed the date of the state elections to July 14th. So, that will probably be in a future agenda item that we'll have to decide when and if we're going to have a town meeting and when we're going to have our elections. We didn't have any nomination papers come in for either school committee or selectmen, but that process, if the election date has changed, we'll start that process all over again. I just left a couple of things on my report so they didn't get lost. We still have to deal with that tax acquired property, which means we have to form a committee. And we had this offer from Brenda LaPointe, who she wants to sell some property. So if you could just let me know if you want copies of that treasurer's report or budget report.
Okay. Any questions for Marjorie on the report? Go ahead, Mark.
Is it okay to ask Marjorie a couple of budgeting questions?
Sure.
The first one is, I think last year we budgeted $16,000 to chip the brush pile, and it cost us $20,000. So where are you taking the other $4,000 from?
For this year, the year that we're in now?
Yes.
It would all come out of solid waste, the solid waste budget.
Okay, so you have that extra $4,000 is my question.
Well, I won't really know that until June. You know, I won't know what the total expenditures are. We have to adhere to our budget total, which is 165,315.
Right, but well, didn't he say he was charging us $20,000 to chip that this year?
That's correct.
And we only budgeted $16,000, so you'll just take the other $4,000 out of the solid waste budget somewhere.
That's correct.
Thank you. My other question is, I looked at the sand and salt item on page 4 of the Public Works Department 3100, and that's line item number 4640, and it looks like you've got year to date just shy of $33,000 on that line. Yes. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And we only budgeted 18, so to me, that says we're either not adequately budgeting for that line item, or we used a heck of a lot this year, right?
I have to do some further analysis and look at what the discussions were.
Yeah, no big deal. I just wanted to point that out. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Herb.
Yep, certainly. Any other questions on the administrator or treasurer's report? Okay, hearing none, move on to regular business. Regular business, first item of regular business is 21-032, emergency proclamation. Prescribed in our emergency management ordinance, the town administrator has the ability to declare a state of local emergency. Marjorie did that on Monday by posting the proclamation online, and that makes it effective. The town administrator only has the ability to make an emergency proclamation or a state of emergency for 5 days, but the Board of Selectmen can renew it at that point or before that point. So this agenda item is to take up, since we do think this is probably going to last more than 5 days, unfortunately, that this would, the agenda item here is to consider renewing the emergency proclamation issued by the town administrator until the termination of the emergency. So that's the agenda item. Just a word about what this gets the town. The emergency management ordinance is something that we put in place the very first year we were a town, and we can thank our good friend who's still on the department, Doug Ross, for pushing that effort at that time. We all took NIMS training at that time, and we developed this ordinance, and we developed the emergency operation procedure that's associated with it. The gist of the proclamation and the gist of the ordinance is that the town administrator and the emergency director who is appointed as the fire and rescue chief, basically gained broad authority in this to purchase things, to work with the state and federal agencies, to do whatever needs to be done in a quick way. Now this emergency is, the proclamation is, has in mind shorter frame emergencies than what we're looking at right now, like, you know, like a hurricane blows things down, or and there's imminent danger to part or all of the island. And that requires a very small team to be able to make decisions fast on their feet. We hope this has been a much slower process, and we've kind of waited until now to invoke this emergency ordinance, but we've been working under its guidance since the middle of March, when we first met in March as just a committee with Chief Monroe and Marjorie and myself, and Mark was there too. We decided that although we weren't going to invoke the emergency ordinance at that point, we were going to operate in the same way that we would otherwise. So Marjorie and Chief Monroe have been the lead individuals in the emergency effort and have remained that throughout. That's sort of codified now by this proclamation. But there's a couple of other things that are important that it does in extending those powers. As I said, purchasing and reaching out to state agencies, also controlling certain traffic flows. So, you know, if we need to keep people away from certain areas in the town, is that authority that the town administrator can do that without question? And one of the most important things is that once we establish the emergency forces, that under MRSA 37A, I think it is, the emergency management ordinance extends a protection from litigation or liability to anybody that's on that team that may be providing donated services. So, for example, if we were to contract with or make an arrangement with Nathan for the use of his boat, that this proclamation would then extend to him if he's donating his efforts, or to his boat if he's just donating the boat, the same rights and privileges and protections that we have as a town in this emergency. So it could be very critical in the coming weeks, and may even benefit CTC in some ways. That's the reason to do it now. The primary reason is because we see the curve continuing to go up. We're looking at least another couple of weeks of upward curve, and it could certainly touch our community. So we want to try to be ready and position ourselves for that. So given that, unless anybody wants to add anything, I would accept a motion.
I'd like to make a motion that we extend the state of emergency until the end of the emergency, if that's the way it should read.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it. And I have a question.
Sure.
What is our definition of the end of the emergency? Is it when we decide or when the state decides?
I would leave it when we decide. Of course, our decision is going to be guided by the state.
The ordinance is written such that the town administrator declares the end of the emergency. That's the way the ordinance is written, even though it's not specified in the proclamation.
Just so that everybody understands that we could end it before the state, or we could extend it beyond the state. Is that right?
Beyond what date?
Beyond the state.
The state. Sorry. Yes. 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 It's independent of the state, although it will probably be informed by certainly the information that they give us.
Right.
Okay. Does that address your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Other questions from the board? Okay, hearing none, I will open the discussion up to the floor. Any members of the public that would like to speak on the motion, may do so now by raising your hand. virtually? Seeing no hands, I will take a roll call vote. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Main is a yes. I guess I didn't have to explain quite so much. That explanation took longer than the rest of it.
Herb?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a few people who have asked me about whether we should have an official closing of the playground at the school, because I guess kids are still going down there and playing. And so it sounds as if that would come under this ordinance. I mean,
yes, I also attended the school committee meeting last night and they took it up. Marjorie was there. So Marjorie, I'll let you speak to it. Why don't you give me
I forgot that you were there too, Herb. I was just going to say that the school committee talked about it and they gave Polly instructions to put up some signs that the playground was closed, but certainly if there's something more that you'd like me to do, I'm happy to do that.
Should we add it to the update? Do you want me to report tomorrow at the when the CART meeting and they can put that on the update that the playground is closed? And the ball, I assume it's the ball field, the whole business.
Do you remember what if they said ball field too, or?
They referred to it as the entire property. They said if the school building is closed, then the entire property should be closed, is the way they framed it.
Okay, thank you. I will report that to the committee and get them to put that in the update. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so where are we? We're in the middle of things. So item 21033. This is to consider upgrading the internet speed at the town office. And I'll give a little introduction on this and then I'll hand it over to David. And the reason I'm introducing it is because I was involved in identifying the problem. And you've heard it before, so I'll make it brief. Marjorie called me, I don't know, several months ago now, seems like years ago, regarding the ION consultants that we use for our IT support at the town office were changing the backup software that they had been using, and it was bringing the internet and all the work in the town office to a grinding halt because the software that they chose to replace it with was not really good software for low bandwidth. And in fact, most software that syncs up to the cloud is you know, not particularly good for low bandwidth. We have, to quantify it a little bit, we have 1 gigabyte up, meaning to push our data from the town office up into the cloud, we have a 1 gigabyte pipe, and we have a 15 gigabyte pipe coming down. So it's much smaller going up, and that's a function of the way the DSL is set up, and we have no place to go with that. So right now, and since that time, backups have been happening locally in the town office to a device in the town office, and I believe that they are trying to keep that device circulating outside the building as much as possible to get a true offsite backup. So the solution, then the only reasonable solution really is to upgrade the bandwidth. And we could double things up with a bonded pair, but that only gets us 2 gigabytes up, which is, really isn't enough to do the kind of syncing that we need to do. Turns out there are several fiber optic cables running right by the town office. One of them belongs to Consolidated, but it's part of the three-ring binder or part of the school library network program. And to the best of our knowledge, is not available to us. The other one belongs to Axiom, and it's the one that used to be used to fetch the microwave signal down here. It's currently not being used. They have given us a quote to use that fiber optic cable that's in place to give the town office high-speed internet. And I'm going to turn over to David at this point because it's a two-part quote. And David's done the work with Axiom, the legwork with Axiom to pull the quote together. You want me to put it up on the screen? Anybody?
Yeah, if you want to, sure.
Okay, go ahead, David. I'll get it up.
Well, as Herb said, this is a two-part proposal tonight. The first is the installation of the fiber that we're talking about, which is about $4,300. If you can make that bigger, Herb.
Say one.
Yeah, that's better. Okay, thank you. So the first piece you'll see up here, option one, most efficient, least costly way to conduct it would be a single drop to serve the town office only, one day of work, no new equipment, $4,300 for the installation and the fiber. And then the second piece is, as long as that work is being done, what we currently have on the whole island is the capacity for, you know, lots of fiber, but we can only serve eight households, and that's limited by the equipment that we installed 10 years ago or close to that. So as long as they're there working at the town office, the idea would be to add a heated and cooled equipment cabinet at the town office. And that would include a generator and propane tank. And I just realized, just as the meeting was getting started, that we probably don't need the generator and propane tank if we set it up in such a way near the town office to accommodate that. So so the quote of $19,500 is probably going to be less if my assumption is correct. Now, this is naturally complicated by the situation we're in. Axiom is not doing installations for the duration of the pandemic problem. So we don't really know when this is going to happen. And to confuse things even more, we don't know when our budget is going to be coming in, when we're going to be doing our town meeting, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought maybe at this point, in order to at least keep the ball in play, would be this motion that I have to provisionally approve, one, installation of fiber optic cable to the town office, and two, installation of heated and cooled equipment cabinet at the town office. And as I say, the cost of the first piece is $4,303. The cost of the second piece might be as much as $19,500, but I think we can get that price down. Not so important for the provisional piece here. We can come up with the details later. I just want to make the obligation to get the speeds to the office that we need, and in the process save a few thousand dollars by updating or upgrading the equipment cabinet that would be needed there. So that's my motion. Any questions? Okay. Second?
Is there a second to the motion?
I'm willing to second if I have a clarification question.
Certainly. We have all the time for questions you need.
David, is option two, the $19,500, that wouldn't include plus $4,300, would it?
No, they're separate pieces. But I think, as I say, the $19,500 is probably going to come down by, my guess, $5,000 if we don't have to worry about a generator and a propane tank. But I don't know that for certain. So I would say, roughly speaking, the two together would be 20,000.
I'll go ahead and second it for discussion.
Okay. So David, another couple of points of clarification here. The cost of service, would we be looking at 25.5 at $70 a month? So we go, that would affect our operating budget. Right.
Yeah, the cost of service, I think we can probably get away with 25 over 5, which is $70 a month. I think maybe if we find out that we need more upload speed, you know, we do have the options of going up from there.
Right. Okay. So mm-hmm. This money, this $20,000, would presumably come out of a capital account. Is that how we're thinking about funding this?
Well, I'll let Marjorie speak to that. We did have some discussion this morning.
Um, So there, right now, there's 11,000 left in contingency, and I think you and I talked about it, and Daylor and I talked about it today, the use of the so-called building facilities reserve, but there's only 5,000 in there. That's in the current budget. Otherwise, you'd have to put some money in the next fiscal year budget.
So, David, your motion isn't particularly clear which fiscal year you'd like to do this in.
Well, that's just it. It really depends on everything that's happening in the world. I think basically that's why I say to provisionally approve, because I think we need to figure out exactly where we stand with town meeting, for example, if we're going to carry something over to next year, if we can negotiate with Axiom to bill us next year, if we want to do it that way, if we want to do it all this year, if this year really does just go through June 1st. It's the uncertainty that okay. causes me to want to make it a provisional motion.
Okay, so we wouldn't be funding it at this time. You're really just asking for a conceptual buy-in to the plan, is that?
That's basically it. When we know when it can be done, for example, that's gonna determine really how we take it from there.
Second question, the $4,000 piece, option one, meets the need that I described in and of itself. But what option two does would allow anybody else on that existing piece of fiber, which runs all the way down to the hook and all the way back to the Firehouse Road, right?
I think that's true to begin with, and eventually it could serve an island-wide network because it would be expandable.
Okay, not at that price though. We might have to expand it.
I don't know what the cost of expansion would be. It just gives us the capability to do that.
Okay. And it's something we would want to do anyways, should we take that, we would have to do anyways, should we want to go the route of owning the infrastructure for other people. But immediately, anybody along that path could potentially hook up to it. Is that what
we're
saying?
That's the thought, yes.
Okay. Did you discuss with Mark what that hookup cost would be for private citizens to take advantage of that right now?
I didn't. It really would depend on whether the person's on the road or would need cable run down to some location on one of the side roads. It would probably be somewhere on the order of a couple thousand dollars, but that's just conjecture on my point.
Okay. Other questions for David? First Donna and then Jay?
One question that I had, or actually it's more of a statement. I would think that right now, because everything's so uncertain, that we shouldn't be thinking that necessarily it's going to come out of contingency, because we don't know what we're gonna, that's money that we might need to spend. So that's a concern to me. And the other question that I had is, where will this be housed at the town office? Is it in the office or is it a separate outside the town office?
Well, the drop for the office itself would not be visible. The new heated and cooled cabinet, I envision out and back or to the side of the town office, over near the antenna that stands there, and the, as I say, I think it can be hooked up to the generator that's there.
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense to do this. My only question is, and I, as David said, if we're looking for a concept, I think that we should go forward with this. One of my other questions about funding was, at the end of the fiscal year, I mean, there's some provision that we have that we can use 10%, or we can go over in one area by 10%.
Yeah.
And how would that be able to be utilized?
For this project?
This, yes.
Well, I'll let Marjorie answer that. As I say, that it's really all about flexibility at this point, since we're living in such an uncertain time.
Right, right.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I can explain it if you want. The question is that we have some flexibility in the budget to go 10% higher on any particular department. Yeah. Can that be used to fund a project like this rather than contingency?
Yes, any budget can be increased by 10% as long as the total town annual budget doesn't increase. Well, there's a formula that you have to use. Do you want me to get that out so you understand it? Or
I'm just looking for the concept. I just wanted to raise the issue that might be a possibility. You don't have to do it now.
So it's also a requirement that we only spend money for the purpose for which it was raised. So we would have to be able to justify this under the operating budget. You know, so it would have to go to like the technology budget that we would increase by 10% or the contingency, I would think.
I was wondering about the town office. I mean, just the whole municipal office, if that would be a way.
I mean, do you mean the administrative budget?
Yes. I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
So, again, I could try to do some analysis and see where we might end up at the end of June.
I think it's just to get that idea out so that people know that there may be some places where money will be able, where we might be able to get money.
Just as a for instance, we're already over budget on that technology line by almost 4,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had ION Networking doing a lot of work for us, trying to resolve the backup issues, although they didn't charge us for a lot of those hours. Anyway, that particular line item is already over by 4,000. The bottom line is fine right now. It's right around 75% expended, exactly where it should be for this time of year. But I'd have to look very closely at each line to see if I thought some of it would be left over, you know, to expend.
Okay. Other comments, discussion, Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why. I understand the $4,300 because that solves our problem at the office. I'm not quite sure why we're going to turn around and spend another $20,000 or $15,000, whatever it turns out to be. I don't get the second half of this.
Well, the second half of it really is to give us the capabilities to extend fiber optic, do some more installations around the island, and to do so at a cost that is reduced or less than what we might have to pay at a later time.
Okay, but so basically the 20 grand or 19 or 15 or whatever it's going to turn out to be is to expand Axiom's ability to service more people.
Yes, and to serve the town with option one.
Well, option one takes care of what the town needs, if that's what Herb said.
At this time. Actually, what might happen is theoretically, I mean, I think it only serves 8 customers, a total of 8. And if we also hook up CTC, and if we also hook up the Historical Society, we might run out of line. That's probably not going to happen. But the idea is to increase the availability to everybody and not just the town.
Okay. I don't know what. Anyway. Okay.
Okay. So, David, in your mind, by passing this option, by passing this motion, are these two options inseparable at a later date? I mean, we can reverse ourselves and only fund one of them, right?
By making it a provisional motion, my intent here is if things change, if the financial situation of the world and the town gets to the point where we can't do this, I don't want to be obligated to it. But at the same time, I think it's good to make the obligation at this point to at least try to do it and make it happen when and if we can.
Okay. Jay, you got your hand up?
Yeah, then why don't we just go ahead and do the first part, knowing that we can do the second part at a later time if we decide to do it.
Because it would cost more to do the second part if we were to do them separately. The idea is when they're over here to hook up the town office and install that piece of fiber optic, at that time they can also put in the cabinet and save us some money in the process.
Savings don't sound like they'd be particularly great.
I don't know exactly what they'd be, 5,000 maybe?
Because they only have to come one day and not two?
Well, it's going to take them more to put up a shed. So if they're here and if they have the truck over here and if they have their men over here, there'll be savings. I think, you know, it wouldn't be astronomical, but it would be measurable.
Where'd the shed come in?
Well, it's the enclosure. It's a NEMA enclosure. It's kind of like what's there now for the D-SLAM. It would be something like that on that order.
Yeah, it's as I understand it, it would be bigger. It might be almost like a small garage. I'm not really certain exactly what the dimensions would be, but it'd be something that would be all weather and have the backups that we need.
Okay, we can get more information on this too when we get ready to fund it and actually engage a contract to do it. Other questions regarding the motion to accept this in a provisional sense? Mark?
The only reason I'm going to consider backing this is that the word provisional is in there, David. And if we run up against a bunch of unforeseen expenses, I want to have the ability to revisit this decision and change our mind on option two if we have to. That's
precisely all. Why it's worded that way. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, further questions on the board? Okay, I've put this out to the public for public comment. I see one hand up, Lila Bisharat.
Can you hear me, Herb?
Yes, we can.
I'm asking, first of all, why Axiom is not able to operate on Shabig now. I see Consolidated working, trying to deal with emergency things. So why can't Axiom be here? The second thing is, have you sought an offer from Consolidated?
No, I have not sought an offer from Consolidated because they don't have any fiber running by the town office that's usable. And you're right, Axiom is on the island now in that installations are being done, but we're talking about trucks and materials being brought over, which may not be appropriate at this point.
Okay, that answer your question, Lila?
Partly.
Okay. I don't have a better answer for you. Do you have anything else?
I understand that Consolidated, not Axiom, is putting fiber optic into the commons and working hard because we are in an emergency.
My understanding is that is only for commercial installations, and anybody who wants to get onto that fiber would have to pay commercial rates. And that, again, is a different part of the island than what we're talking about at the town office.
Okay. Any other comments from the public?
Ralph, we can see you.
Well, that wasn't planned.
I think Lila has her hand back up. I may have muted her prematurely.
No.
No, okay. Okay, other public comment on the topic of provisionally approving the plan to increase bandwidth at the town office? Seeing none, I will take a roll call vote. Mr. Corson?
No, happy to vote for option one, but not there.
Ms. Damon? You're muted, Donna.
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Mr. Main is a yes, so passes 4-1. Okay, that's all of the agenda items we have. I do have if I can find my agenda again, an other business. Is that the next thing on the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any other business to transact from the board at this time? Okay. Still searching for my agenda here. There it is. Okay, got it. It's buried. Just like in real life, just like in the physical life. I seem to be able to bury them even if they're virtual. Okay, no other business. To approve minutes, a motion please to approve 328, 41, and 43 minutes.
I move that we approve the board meeting minutes from March 28th, April 1st, and March 3rd, or April 3rd.
Second.
Who wants it? I'll give it to Donna. Ladies first. Discussion on the motion. Roll call vote. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Main is yes. Passes unanimous. And with that, Marjorie.
I have a couple of warrants that need to be signed.
Okay. So you'll leave them out in the Dropbox for tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Does everybody understand that?
Yep.
Okay. And I will accept a motion to adjourn at this time. And we are 1 minute before 7 o'clock, 59-minute meeting. That is a record in my book.
And that means we can watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
And now I can make supper.
Only if somebody makes a motion.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
I think that's everybody. I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you. All in favor, roll call. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Ms. Damon?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Main is yes. Passes unanimous. Thank you, everybody. See you next week, if not before.
Good night.
Not before?
If not before.